107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's great to check in with Ken Nesbitt with Rotary Club of Stratford. Good morning, Ken.
Jamie, it's always a pleasure to be here.
And Ken, I'll wish you a happy Robbie Burns Day today, because I know Rotary Club of Stratford always have a great evening with Scotch Miss, so I'll wish you a happy Robbie Burns Day today.
Wow, there's so many great events and great anniversaries going on. Yes, we hope we plan to have our Scotch Mist evening again later this year, because it's been on a holding pattern since the pandemic, but we're very hopeful later this year we'll be once again holding that great event.
Well, we look forward to that. Now, Ken, this is a very special year for Rotary Club of Stratford.
This is. This marks our 100th anniversary for the Rotary Club of Stratford, and we have plans to have a big kickoff virtual event this Thursday at noon for our regular meeting. And we've expanded our capacity to have as many guests as are willing to and interested in showing up. So we have a great agenda, and to introduce some of the initiatives that we're looking to introduce this coming year.
And Rotary Club of Stratford, such a big part of our community. And Ken, I understand, again, with fundraising goals with Rotary Club of Stratford, you have a lofty fundraising goal for this year.
That's right. That's right. It's always a challenge. It's been a challenge the last couple of years with our fundraising. We have set a goal of $100,000 for this year for our 100th anniversary. And we feel very optimistic that we'll be able to obtain it. And right out of the gates, I'm going to announce the fact that Cooperators and Peter Mirage and Associates have stepped forward as our lead sponsor at $25,000.
That is fantastic. Great to hear.
Absolutely. So that gets us out of the gates quite well. And I will be introducing, we have even more sponsors that have already stepped forward that I'll be announcing at this Thursday's meeting as well.
And again, Ken, can you remind us on some of the great events and charities and causes that Rotary Club of Stratford support? There's quite a long list, but can you remind us on some of the great charities that Rotary Club of Stratford support?
Well, I certainly can. And, you know, our club started in 1922 with 22 members at that time. And I might add, we were just coming out of a pandemic at that time, and here we are again 100 years later.
Yeah.
As I look back in the history, one of our longest-standing events that we run is the Rural Urban Dinner. That started in 1932, and it's been going every year up until 2 years ago, but we will reintroduce that once we're able to through the pandemic. So that's been going on for almost our whole time. But we introduced, of course, Rotary Hockey in Stratford, the Hoda Rotary Hockey League, Exchange Troop Program, and more recently, you know, we've brought forward and helped raise money for the Rotary Hospice, the Respite House. We're partners with a local food organization, Food Center, Community Food Center. And the list goes on of the things that we are attached to within the community.
That is awesome. Again, that's just a few of the great events and charities that are benefited with Rotary Club of Stratford. So it's the 100th year celebrations. Details coming up on January 27th. And a great way to support Rotary Club of Stratford, Ken, of course, is supporting the Catch the Ace campaign.
That's right. You know, we have a weekly draw. This is our fifth time running the Catch the Ace, and Jerry Thuss is chair of that and does a great job. And we're at week 8 already, and it's a guaranteed minimum jackpot of $1,000. So we're still at that level. But our first draw was our most successful, and someone won over $50,000. So we're hopeful we're going to have this last a long time, hopefully. But there is a weekly winner as well. So you can buy a ticket. You can buy them online. Go to our website, rotarystratford.com, and get in on the draw. And there's always a weekly winner.
That's awesome. Ken Nesbitt, Club President with Rotary Club of Stratford. Anything else, Ken, that folks need to know, or just 100th year celebrations?
Yeah, I would say the reason we're doing it now and having our kickoff, it's approximately 100 days prior to our 100th anniversary in May. That's our charter date was May. And to obtain more information about Rotary and to find out how to participate in this week's meeting and any of our other events, you can go onto our website, StraffordRotary.com, And you can also look for ways to sign up for our vaccination clinics, which are online as well.
Yes. Oh, and thank you so much for all the work that Rotary Club of Stratford has done with the vaccination clinics and helping out with that. Ken, we will certainly chat again. There's going to be lots to discuss this year. Ken Nesbitt with Rotary Club of Stratford. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you very much, James. Great to be here.